Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. And you can join us in this open phone segment by calling us at 888-723-4630. And I want to say Ron gave you and I a lot of credit for his success, but I want to turn that back and say that Ron is by nature a very smart guy, and I think he should give himself some credit.
Definitely.
Because, he's pretty smart and savvy. And
he picked it up right away.
Unrelenting.
Yes.
So he didn't let anything stop him.
I'm telling you, it takes some people a few years to get where he got in a few months.
Takes him 20 years in my case.
It was amazing, really. Hey, Griff, we have an email here from Edna in Valley Stream, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she's known on eBay as Edna Sells. Kind of a nice name, I thought.
Yeah.
And she's asking, with postage rates increasing, is there a way to select only the listings I have free shipping on to bulk edit?
Didn't we answer this before?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm not sure. So there's not a, if I remember correctly, if you go to your listings and you select, all of them or some of them, I don't think there's a way to filter that. Now, I could be wrong. I've never done that before. I've never actually. But let's see if I take, I'm going to take all these listings and click edit and see what we get. It's processing. I got about 179 listings up. I haven't listed in a while. And then there's nothing that lets you, it says you can edit fields, right? And you can edit, price. But I think, let me go back, because I think if we go back to the actual active listings view, if you're looking at listings in Seller Hub and you choose active, you can search before, you can search your active listings by item title, store category, status, and one of them, let me see what this says. This says right here. The status, with bids, with offers, without bids, price markdown, free shipping markdown, flat. There's nothing in the status for doing that that allows you to, it was an advanced search, contains title. There's nothing that would filter by free shipping. There is in the status, If your title has free shipping, which I don't think that's always a smart thing to do, you can sort them by title. But otherwise, I think you have to, you're kind of stuck, really, because the statuses that are available are, one says free shipping markdown. I don't know what that means. Let me see if that pulls up everything. Hold on. No, it doesn't. So that's not it. So, yeah, there's no way to really do that at the moment. Sorry.
Mm.
Yeah.
Should be, though.
If your item description has free shipping in it, where the search area is on top of the Manage Active Listings page, you could type in free shipping and see if that does it. What happens if I do that? So I'm going to say, because I think it's free shipping is a phrase in all of my listings. So if that is the case, when I search for them, yeah, they all turn up. So that's if you're using the words free shipping in those listings where you're offering free shipping, your best way to do this is probably to go to the search area, choose item description as opposed to item title, and then put in the words free shipping. And that should bring up all of your listings where you have free shippings if you have those two words in your description. I apologize. I think there would probably be a cleaner way of doing this, but I'm not seeing it in our list of drop-down
But at options. Least you found a way.
Yeah, I think so.
That's cool.
I think so.
Edna's into men's underwear.
What?
Yeah, I'm looking at her listings.
She sells men's underwear.
Yes, she does.
Sweetie.
Yes, she does.
You don't want to say.
Yeah, she's all about men's underwear.
Well, who isn't? in this day and age.
Yeah. She takes good pictures.
You know, men, it's funny, men take their underwear very seriously, as seriously as women take theirs.
Well, they should, because they're, you know, holding things up.
Yeah.
Things are important.
And, you know, lots of us spend, it's a lifetime quest finding the most comfortable and functioning underwear.
Now they've got these new, what is it, Tommy something, or not Tommy, Tommy Bahama, no. There's some new kind of underwear for men.
Really?
Tommy Hand? I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't
sound. I saw it on TV the other day. They had a big thing about them.
Yeah. So my favorite is, you know the Duluth Trading Company?
Yes.
Their ads are pretty funny.
And they have, they have catalogs that we get.
Right? Yeah. And they have an underwear line called Buck Naked.
Yeah.
Which is the best underwear I've ever worn. I love that.
So I think what I'm talking about is Tommy John.
Tommy John.
Yeah, it's some new type of underwear that's supposed to be, and I forgot the reason that it's supposed to be fantastic, but it's supposed to be.
Well, it has to do a lot of stuff. It has to, you know, it has to feel right, and it has to,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of stuff you have to do, so.
And you want it to look good, too. You never know who's going to see it.
Oh, I don't care about that.
You could get taken to the hospital in an ambulance.
Oh, well, that's different, yeah.
Yeah. Need to have clean underwear. Very important.
Well, you know, then you reach an age where you have to get the underwear in the box. You know, there's like 100 pairs of them in the box. You wear them once and you throw them away.
By the way, it's been determined that the term elderly depends on where you look it up. Because
so that doesn't work.
One of them says... that you're elderly if you're past middle-aged.
Oh, well, that's just nonsense. And what's middle age? You can't.
Well, middle age would be the middle between the day you're born and the day you're supposed to die. So let's say if everybody's supposed to die at 85.
Yeah.
So you would be middle-aged in your mid-40s. We don't. I mean,
oh,
you would
true.
Be. Excuse me. You'd be elder. You'd be middle aged in your mid 40s. So once you're past that, you'd be elderly.
But that's true?
Not how we think of elderly
no,
people.
No, we don't think of it that way.
You know, and if you're vibrant and, you know, with it
and spry
and spry.
My least favorite word. If anyone ever uses that word to describe
he's
me,
so
I'm
spry.
Done.
Yeah. God
he's
bless him.
Right.
I love the God bless him afterward, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I need help with this one. So we'll drag God into this one.
So I think it was the eBay for Business blog was on Facebook today asking the question, do you shut your store down for the holidays or whatever? And they got a lot of results. Most people are not. Hmm. And part of the reason probably is because of what you said, Griff. Even if you have one day handling, Saturday and Sunday are not business days.
Right.
So you wouldn't have to worry about mailing anything out till Monday anyway, so you could take the whole weekend off.
Which you should. I've advised that. Some people have said, well, I'm not gonna. And well, okay, if you're not gonna, all right.
Well, I think you do need to take some time off in life.
I think it's important. You gotta recharge your batteries. You gotta, you know, there's a whole world out there that you shouldn't just be letting pass by as you furiously list an inventory. We're glad you do, and you should if you're gonna run a business, but you know, even every business gives themselves a little respite.
Do you know that tonight will be the darkest night of the past 500 years?
Yes, and for many reasons.
Thanks to a lunar eclipse on the longest night of the year tonight, we'll be experiencing the longest, darkest night in a very long time. It's been nearly 500 years since the last solstice lunar eclipse.
Oh, you mean an eclipse on the solstice, which is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Or tonight. Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just saw that going through Facebook here trying to find some eBay stuff. On here.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That means that you want to carry a flashlight with you when you're taking a trip outside to check on your inventory
yes.
in the garage.
Definitely.
So you don't trip and fall and no one knows where you are and they find you the next morning frozen.
So did you get an answer from Howie's gift from the eBay seller?
No. He or she maybe.
See, now here, this is a good lesson for all of us. Here we have a buyer.
With money in hand.
Money in hand, who is asking, begging, please, can you send it? What are you asking them? Priority?
Would you add an expedited shipping?
Yeah, please, and I'll pay for it. Anything.
I'll pay for it. I'll pay for the nose.
And he's gotten no answer back.
Yeah, this is the phrase, take my money, comes to mind.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the moral is to check your eBay, my eBay selling.
Yeah.
Like several times a day, because you never know.
Check it. Check it, check it, check it, check it, check it, check it, check it.
So we're gonna have one more segment after this, Griff.
Oh.
For the year. And I want you to know how great it's been this year. We've had a ball as usual.
Well, would we do this if it wasn't fun?
Absolutely not. And I'm hoping we do it next year.
Well, it was a cue.
Yes, I have not gotten email from you, so.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no, we're doing it next year.
I know we are.
We are doing it. But you know how long these things take.
Yes, it's horrible.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in process, I guarantee you. So planning was completed 2 weeks ago, and all the contracts have been in the... jeez. I know.
I haven't even signed the contract.
Yeah, it'll be fine, babe.
Okay, thank you.
This open phone
segment. My birthday.
Was brought to you by an anxious lady. We'll see.
Bye.
Next segment coming
Happy
up.
Happy 2017.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBayRadio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at CrazyLister.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 394.
eBay sellers dread negative feedback, but it happens, and you have to deal with it. John Koldereis Lawson is the founder and CEO of Koldereis Media, and known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He says the first thing you should do is...
Do not respond. That's the first thing, man. Walk away from the computer. Calm down. It's not that serious, people. What you need to do is, because a lot of times we get into that mode of, I gotta respond immediately because this person is so wrong, you know? If you're in that mode, that's not the best time to start typing.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. The poinsettia was brought into the United States from Mexico by Joel Poinsett in the early 1800s. Contrary to common belief, poinsettia plants are non-toxic. However, holly berries are poisonous. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
That's me. Today's closing segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Or as the kids say, easy peasy lemon squeezy. Ah, well, anyway, so we're going to go to the, until Lee gets back, we'll go over to the events for the rest of the year. I think there are a few, so let's go check them out. And that's it, voicemarketingradio.com. And if you go to voicemarketingradio.com and click on the seller resources and then click on seller events, you can follow along. I don't think there's many, and they're coming up in January. The first one will be January 12th, 2017 at the Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup. That'll start at 6 p.m., run till 8:30 p.m. at the Panera Bread in Raleigh, North Carolina. It'll be a seller Q&A and the details to be announced. Attendees will receive a special discount coupon for shipping supplies from BubbleFast, along with some really cool BubbleFast swag. On January 19th, that's a Thursday, starting at 7 p.m., the Atlanta eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will take place at the Worth Point headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia. The topic will be how to properly file your business taxes. And the speaker will be Jennifer Dunn, Tax Jar, formerly with GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, a.k.a. before that, Outright. That's going to be a really good one. On January 24th in 2017, the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It starts at 5:30 and goes for 3 hours. And the topic will be how to properly file your business taxes. The speaker at that event will be Tom Stang from the company Tax Jar. So yeah, these are really important topics. And although we're not able or we're prevented by our lack of knowledge and expertise from giving you specific advice on how to file your taxes, this would be a great opportunity.
I am so sorry.
That's okay, babe.
Why did I think it was the last segment?
I don't know. You were running out of it. At the end of the segment, I said, wait, babe, it's not goodbye.
Wait. What? There's more.
Well, wait, but dear.
So they came in the ladies' room and they said, are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You know I must have
been very anxious.
Well, you're kind of elderly now, so.
That's true. So you have to forgive me. Oh.
You're totally forgiven.
Right. So are there any events?
We did them, babe.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Oh, well, I'm so thankful. Thank you.
Well, you were out addlepated in the bathroom.
Well, you know, at the end of the show, I got a rush.
I know.
You know, yeah. But you know, I remember the days when I first got in radio, Griff, the ladies' room was never even on the same floor as the control room. The men's room was right next to the control room, but there were no ladies' rooms. So I had to go to another floor to go potty during a show.
Oh, that's not fun.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Now things are different, but back in the day they were not. So what are you guys doing for Christmas?
We're doing the Jewish thing.
Oh, what are you doing?
We're going out to Chinese restaurant.
Oh, that's right. Chinese restaurant. Good for you.
And then we're going to, we're having friends over. We have two people. Well, Rob will be with us and our friend Steve will be spending the weekend. And it'll be a quiet day where I'll be showing off our new dog.
Oh, I saw your new dog.
We have a new puppy.
And I even remarked up there to the dog. I sent a message to the dog. I said, Charles,
yes,
you have no idea how lucky you are. You'll find out soon.
It was an interesting experience. I love to get rescue dogs. I think it's important to give doggies a home. And Howie's been out scouting for dogs at rescue sites, and he found one that we both thought would be a good candidate. And I went up to it's not too far away here in the Bay Area, and I went up to meet the foster mom and dad, and they were a lovely couple. And I walked in the house, and it was a beautiful little house, and they were so nice to me. And they had two dogs, and one dog was the foster dog, Charles, and they have their own dog. And it's a beautiful, also a very sweet dog with the sweetest face and the
so
sweetest disposition.
So how long did they have the foster dog?
I think a month. But this happens. And this dog is very special and they became very attached to it. So I know it was hard giving him up. And I thought, oh my God, I feel like I'm breaking up a home. I spent all day in tears because I was so torn.
Well, they have two others.
No, one other.
One other.
Yeah. And I promised I'd keep in touch with her and give her updates about the dog's progress. He's very shy. His name is Charles, and he's kind of a black terrier schnauzer mix.
He looked kind of big.
He's a little taller than Sadie, but they're about the same weight.
Really?
Which goes to show you Sadie's a little fat pig right now. He was a little hesitant. He came home with me. He met the other dogs, and you know, they kind of sorted out what the pecking order would be, and they're getting along well. And he is such a sweetheart, and he's so smart. And I feel so fortunate and honored that we got this dog. And it's going to be a bright light during the holiday season for us. So
I'm so happy for you, Griff.
Me too.
Please hug Howie for me and tell him happy birthday. Sagittarians unite.
Yes, I will tell him that. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
No, they won't see us on Thursday.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need Bubble Fest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, Bubble Fast Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join Bubble Fast's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. That's BubbleFast.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.